obviously, you know, that when there's losses, there's questions asked and everything. What was your reaction to Santana saying that he thought you should have taken more ownership to the interception? And just what do you say to your guys just to assure them of your leadership abilities?
Well, I mean, you don't say anything to the guys when it comes to that. The second you start changing and letting what outside people say affect what you do, is the time the guys start to not believe in you. So, you know, you don't do that. You go out to practice every day, ready to work. And me and Tana talked. We're all on the same page, and we just want to be San Francisco. That's all that matters to us right now.
We just talked to Mike, and he said there's times after games he says things that he'd like to have back. There were a couple things in your press conference, whether it was that they saw some things before they came. Was there anything you said that you wish you wouldn't have, or did you feel everything and say everything you meant?
No, I mean, I think at the end of the day, I just, you know, have to know in that situation, after a tough loss to a divisional opponent, I can't give anybody any opportunity to read into my words and misinterpret anything. You know, some of the things I said, I was trying to give a good compliment to Philly. I wasn't trying to take any shots at anybody. And, you know, it turned out that way. And, you know, you're asking me today, and like I said, if I could take any of that back, yeah, I would take it back, because in the heat of that moment, you're frustrated. You're trying to figure out why things didn't work. I'm trying to give you guys honest answers, and, you know, it hurt us in that sense. So, you know, that's on me. I just got to take, you know, more time to think about things and just not – even when I'm trying to give an honest answer, you know, sometimes let me look at the film is good enough, because you can look at the film and figure it out.
You've learned over the last couple of years about what it takes to be a leader in an NFL locker room, and how have you developed in that regard?
I mean, it's a constant learning experience. You know, I sit next to one of the greatest leaders I feel in the NFL, in London Fletcher, and you know, we get to talk a lot. So, I mean, that's very helpful having him there.
Robert, one of the, I guess, criticisms the last couple of days, you know, the need to use the word I or me more in some of these, but if the play goes wrong, is that something you feel is necessary when you look back on something you say, or do you feel like you do okay in that regard?
I mean, I just, you know, you guys asked me about the last play of the game. I said I tried to throw the ball away, and it didn't work. I mean, I don't know who else is to blame for that. I mean, I tried to throw the ball away. It didn't work. You know, so, like I said, you just can't let those little things, people trying to coach you in those areas, you know, take advantage of, or just deter what you're trying to say. But at the end of the day, like I said, I talked to London and those guys, and they knew what I was trying to say. And, you know, maybe I can't say a lot more, but, you know, then people can take that the wrong way too. So,
on the other question with about the Eagles knowing, I guess, in general, knowing what was coming, did you talk to Mike and Kyle to clarify what you meant by that to them?
I did. It wasn't, you know, we're just all frustrated. He's calling plays out there. We're trying to run them, and some of the things weren't working early in the game. And later in the game, we got it going, but it was a little bit too late. So it's just all, you know, real frustrating, but we're all on the same page, and we're all a family. We're all out there fighting together. Everybody wants to win.
Robert, with the level of the success you've had, you probably haven't had to deal with a lot of criticism during your athletic career. Now that you've had some recently, you know, how much has it bothered you? Have you dealt with it? Have you had to change anything about how much you listen and how you deal with those things?
I mean, you just have to shut it all out. And I have had to deal with criticism in my life. You know, I dealt with 2 4-8 seasons at Baylor. And it's nothing like this at this level in the NFL, but you just can't look at that stuff. You have to come to work and put your phone away. You can't look at any of that stuff out there. You know, the means to get news nowadays is there's so many different ways to do it, and you just can't look at it. You got to block it out. Never change who you are as a person, as a player, as a teammate, and just keep pushing forward.
Who do you lean on in times like this just to kind of deal with criticisms, frustrations, things like that?
Yeah, you know, you lean on your family, you lean on your coaches, your teammates, and thinking, and in all those instances, all those people have helped me throughout all this. And, you know, it's a constant learning experience, and, you know, it's a great game. And you can't stop smiling. You can't get down, because it's a beautiful game that we get to play. We get to go out there, showcase our talents, and get to do good things in the community. So, I mean, there's nothing to frown about.
And what's the best advice that you've received from any of those sources so far?
Keep chopping wood. You know, you got to keep pushing forward. Once again, never change who you are. Come to work every day with a smile, upbeat. You know, get guys to play, and, you know, make sure no one ever quits. You know, that's the main thing. Make sure we all go out there with the same goal, same mindset, and that's to win.
Robert, Mike said there was a communication issue on that final play in Philadelphia. Can you, with a couple of days to digest it, can you take us through, I guess, your part of it? What was everything done the way it should be done from a getting the play out standpoint?
Bottom line, last play of the game, I tried to throw the ball away. Didn't work. That's my fault. I didn't get it far enough out of the back of the end zone. And that's all that anybody needs to know, really.
I was talking to a John Wall not too long ago, and he said I didn't know this, that you'd actually showed him around on his recruiting visit. If you could remember that day, and the second part of that question was, you talked about how, you know, one day I'm the greatest thing on earth when we win, and the next day I'm the kid that's the knucklehead that can't lead us, and it's all dependent, and it's like I'm the same guy, but the narrative changes after every, do you relate to that at all? Like, people think you're great one week, and they think you're the worst player on earth the next.
You know, John, you know, he's a talented basketball player, you know, a nice guy. Came down to Baylor, got a chance to meet with him, show him around a little bit, and it was an enjoyable experience. And, yeah, I mean, I know what he means. And it's just, like I said, when you ask about, you know, how do you deal with the criticism, how do you deal with that? I mean, John knows who he is. I know who I am. And you can't worry about those things. And, you know, sometimes things like that can get to you if you let it. He's got to make sure that you don't. You have to, you know, stay above that, stay above the fray, and just make sure that you keep your mind focused. He wants to be a great basketball player. I want to be a great quarterback. We want to lead our teams to victory, and that's what we got to do.
In real life, we get a lot different handicaps for being young than sports people do. And so I'm wondering, do you ever go home and say, you know, why do you want me to be a leader at 24? Or do you like that? Do you take that upon yourself?
Nah, it's just, you know, talking to the guys, it's, you know, there's all these questions about leadership. There's no why is that guy a leader? It means something different to everybody. You either are or you aren't. And, you know, we've got a lot of good ones on this team. And, you know, I believe in them. I know we can do whatever we put our minds to, and I think we will.
Robert, a popular speculation point is the relationship between you and your head coach and offensive coordinator. Just for the record, how do you describe the relationship you have with Kyle and Mike?
I mean, I got this earlier today, too. It's three guys that want to win football games. We want to win. Now, that's the bottom line. And whenever you're not winning, it creates a lot of madness, especially in where we're at right now with the Washington Redskins. So the only way to stop the madness is for us to win. And you got three guys, you know, Coach, Kyle, myself. We all want to win, and that's a good recipe.
Based on that, do you feel like the 3-7 is kind of the root of the evil? I mean, do you feel like there are issues, or that it's you guys are losing, so they just happen?
I just think it's the 3-7 is the root of the issue. I mean, you got a team that comes in this season, you know, high hopes, and you know, I don't think they were too far-fetched. You know, we felt like we'd come out and play extremely well, and we haven't this year. We haven't been consistent enough. I haven't been consistent enough, and it shows in our record, and it's sad for us, and it's frustrating for us because we've only been beat a couple times this year. We've lost a lot of games on our own, and that's the tough part as players, because we know we're not a 3-7 football team, so that's the tough part.
Do you feel your image has taken an unfair hit this year in any way?
My what?
Your image, anything?
Can't worry about that stuff. Just trying to win football games.
And now it's been a year and a half. Your locker has been right next to London Fletcher's. We talked to him a bit today about leadership, and he said unquestionably he's one of the leaders of this team. What kind of things have you learned from London, and do you talk to him a lot when stuff like what you're going through right now comes up?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to London stuff now, just the 3-7 season, last year. He's a good guy to be able to listen to. Because you don't always have to talk, you know. I come up here because, you know, I'm mandated to come up here and talk. So a lot of times you just – it's good to just sit back and listen. And London's a guy that has a lot of experience, a lot of wisdom, and I appreciate a lot of the stuff that he said, not only today when you guys were there talking to him and I'm right there, but just throughout the year, throughout last year. And it's been a pleasure to play with London.
Robert, Mike's talked about, you know, the off season for you last year, how obviously rehabbing couldn't put as much into improving your game because you had to rehab, and the effects that you're seeing it now. Do you, looking back, realize, you know, do you see that the impact that it's had not having that off season, and do you feel that you are going through what he says are growing pains?
I'm not going to sit up here and combat anything that coach says, because He's got a lot of experience as well, and he's been coaching for a long time, and he's helped me out there on the field a lot. So if that's what he feels, then I'm glad that he feels that way. And, you know, this offseason, get a lot more reps, a lot more time to be with the team and just get out there and, you know, be a cohesive unit. And that's the biggest thing, and that might be the growing pains that we're going through. And like I said, I just – you know, the bottom line is you got to look in the mirror. And for me, I just need to be more consistent and play a lot better for us to win football games.
Guys in the locker room say that you guys have remained united despite the losing and the frustrations. What's been the key to keeping guys together, and what have you guys found that works?
I just think just rallying behind each other. You know, when you're sitting there at 3-7, everybody takes a lot of heat. And you just got to make sure that you you know, still, like I said, show up to work every day ready to go. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. And we've got the right kind of guys in our locker room. London said it today. You know, I wasn't here in 2009 or any other seasons, but he said there's not a just dismay amongst the team. A lot of it's outside of the team, and we just can't let that penetrate us.
Robert, you know, we've seen you in many different facets with moods. And you said it yourself, you know, you can't worry about what the outside forces are saying. But how, I'll use the term, ticked off are you that you are 3-7 and that you're not playing your best football?
Oh, we're mad. I mean, we're real ticked off. I'm real ticked off. London's real ticked off. And the only thing we can do about it is win. You know, like I said, you can't change who you are. So, you know, I'll still come up here and, you know, I'll go out with the team and make sure everybody's getting their stuff done the right way. Still be yourself, laugh, joke, and you know, go play football. Play the game that you love. But at the end of the day, everybody is upset. Everybody is mad. And when everyone is on the same page in that regard, it's good because you can take it out on the football field. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to do. And, you know, that's all you can say. We'll be mad. We'll be a mad football team on Monday night. And that's, I mean, I think that's a good recipe for us. We just, it is what it is. We're where we're at because of what we've done. We're where we're at because of what I've done. And that's the way you have to approach it.
Speaking of Monday night, what do you think of when you see the San Francisco defense?
You know, San Francisco, you can look at them on paper, and they have a great defense, and you can watch them on film. They have a great defense. They play physical. It's going to be a challenge, and you got to accept that challenge. I think our guys will. I think they'll accept that challenge, and we'll have to go out there and play a tough team, you know, in a tough environment, you know, for them, prayerfully, on Monday night at our house. So we'll just go do that.
You fair or not get comped to Colin Kaepernick a whole lot along with Russell Wilson. What similarities are there and differences between not only the way you guys run read option, but just you guys as players and passers, do you think, you and Colin?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I haven't had a big chance to watch him. You know, we get so tied up into what we're doing on our teams, I don't get a chance to really check out the other quarterbacks and what they do. So I couldn't give you an accurate account of that.
Do you have any relationship with him at all?
No, I mean, you know, hopefully in the future we can meet up and do some stuff. But right now I don't.
Do you relate to kind of some of the struggles that he's having this season? And, you know, you look at yourself and kind of how this has progressed for you, both second-year quarterbacks. What do you think?
Yeah, like I said, I couldn't give you an accurate account of what they've done or what he's done or what they do on offense. I can tell you what they've done on defense, and, you know, that's shut a lot of teams down. So we've got a big challenge ahead for us.
What does it say, though, about the expectations that come for a guy like you and for Colin, where you come into the league and you're so impressive as rookies, and then the second time around, it doesn't happen the same way?
You know, with expectations, you want that. You want guys to expect you to succeed, to be great. And for us, there was a lot of expectations coming into the season, and we just haven't lived up to them. And that's unfortunate. But you can either look at that and say, hey, look at adversity and say, look, well, I'll let you beat me, and we'll be down and out, and we'll quit on the rest of the season. Or you can buckle up, stare adversity in the face, and let it know that you won't be beaten. And that's the way I approach it. That's the way I know those guys in that locker room approach it. That's all you can do.
Yeah, one more. I know it's not a good memory from last year, but the last game last year, that field looked like what it looked like. It's been resodded. When you come back to play this game, especially in the center of the field, it's going to be brand spanking new. Are you appreciative of the fact that they have changed the way they do things?
I think everybody's appreciative of the way they changed. It looks better. Your footing's better. And we'll get to go play some fast, physical football. And I hear it's supposed to be cold, so everybody bring the jackets.